Okay, where's the other?
I don't know.
This is getting late.
No, he's not.
What, a WhatsApp call?
Yeah. But it was really about data, I think, man. I mean, I don't know how much data I have, but I never do this for anything else, I'm sure I have something left. Like, I don't watch movies, but that's what I'm saying, so.
Yeah, they're trying to use, everyone's looking at this file, but it leaves like, you know, 400 megabytes of data all up.
Oh, you said that I'm just playing on call, you know?
Playing the voice notes from Shiloh, you guys don't know.
Yeah, playing voice notes, yes.
Anyway.
Watch your area, don't sign my area, but you want to call?
You got the calls.
I'm fine, thanks, I don't know.
Okay, so later, anyway, I did my shot with Mike. Cough, cough, Alice. First of all, though, I wanted to end with just one last part from Dr. Cough, which I meant to start with, but I forgot. Just, it's interesting, the whole idea of why we have to total Kalen that we bought from a gun. If you ask why we have to kosher Kalen we bought from a gun, something cough, cough, Alice. There's nothing with buying from a gun, you have to kosher Kalen that a Jew trades up also. It has trade wheels in it, so there's a mitzvah there. Right? Why do you have to total Kalen you bought from a gun? It's not because of any mitzvah. Even a brand new plea that we know has no wheels. It's just a halos. And it's not really total of the Tara. As we know, it's not the technical avatom or rishon or anything else of the Tara yet. And there's even differences, as we saw. In real some of the Tara were machmir, if we can, if we need kavanah, and we were not for any kavanah for tefila, etc. So what is this? So the Yerushalmi says, let's go to the Beit Yosef, it's so tough, that if they take it out of the Tumah of Akum and bring it into the Kedusha of Yisrael. Okay, what exactly does that mean? There is no Tumah of Akum, right? In Masechta Paros, at least on the strict Dorani level, a guy who doubts not the Kabbalah at all. He's much more Torah than Yisrael. No, he's much higher than the Kabbalah Tumah. Meaning, everyone's his wife. So the simple shot, I thought, was just that what ultimately, you know, what is this Tumah of Akum, especially, we'll get to it in Sif Beit. Maybe it does have something to do with the trace. What's this Tumah of Akum we're talking about? Why Dr. Sinsuda? So it could be, even though I can't explain all these various causes here, that, you know, eating is one of the most, you know, physical things that we do, right? Eating is a very physical, natural process. Animals also eat. It's very biological. And that's the realm of Sefer Kedusha. Talking about Kedusha, Yisrael, right? Sefer Kedusha is about two things, that's sexuality and food, right? And Helkos Yisuri Dita, which are very natural processes that are part of nature that animals also do. But Jews do it with Kedusha because we have a special way of doing things and special halachas about that, and those halachas are to impose Kedusha onto a realm that's fundamentally animalistic. So it could be that the idea of a tefillah of the Kliyakum, what this Tumah Akum we're talking about, it's not Tumah Batara, then why only Kusuda? Because when a guy owns a Kli, what do they mean a guy to Jew? Guy could be very nice people. Therefore, Jews can be very bad people. Jews are going to be very nice people. Okay, they're not being a nice or bad person. It's just that a Jew has the Torah, which takes all the animalistic physical things we do and brings it up to a level of Kedusha. And Goyim don't have the Torah, so when they do physical things, it's just purely physical, biological process. So when a Goy eats, a Goy's eating is just physical eating, which is pure kashmius. A Jew's eating, it should be, an exercise in Kedusha. So Kedusha is owned by a Goy, even if the Goy never cooked it. The fact that it's owned by a Goy, this Kedusha is owned by a Goy, so this Kedusha is for the purpose of purely gashmius animalistic eating. Because it's owned by someone who doesn't have the Torah, who doesn't have Kedusha in his eating. So maybe a Kli that's owned by a Goy has this natural, different kind of Tumah, not Tumah Batara Tumah, special Tumah, that this is a Kli that's for eating in a purely gashmiistic fashion. And if we want a Jew to use that Kli for eating in a Kedusha fashion, so it needs to be totaled, it needs to convert, as it were, and take away the Akum, the pure gashmiist nature, and infuse that, and be Batara Mekadoshit. Was the Jewish idea of eating, so it becomes a Kli of Jewish Suda, not a Kli of Goyish Suda, and maybe that's part of the philosophical idea behind Tefillas Kalim. Okay, whether there is or isn't doesn't change any halachos, but if we want to have some idea of why there becomes special rule like this, then doctrine for Kli Suda, maybe it has to do with the nature of eating, which is so different for Jews and for Goyim. You know, we're not talking about stealing and murder. Jews shouldn't steal and murder, and Goyim shouldn't steal and murder all the same. When it comes to eating,
Gunyan's eating is Alfi Shemitz Neyach, Lechachila, pure Gashmias. While Jewish eating is supposed to be Kedusha. Okay, we didn't get into this. The big deal, what about Gershmit's Geyer, do we have to total his Kalim or not? That is a tremendous risk, my focus on Achronim. Even nowadays, some are Makel, some are more Machmir. It would make sense to be Machmir in that case. Let's go to Kosal Halot. Halotet, Kalim, Yishanim, and Ovis, Mochavim. Here, we're quoting more or less the Mishnah, the very last Mishnah of Sefer Lezara. You bought used Kalim, right? This is Kosal Halot. Whether used or not. The rule is, you kasher parallels how they were used. That's what we get from the pasuk called Dover She Yavo Ba'esh Tavir Ba'esh Tahir, Vasher Lo Yavo, etc. Vasher Lo Yavo Ba'esh Tavir Ba'ayim, it depends. How it was used, that's what you do to it. That's what the pasuk will say. If it was used for X, you do X. So we expand the pasuk a little. We're not going to get into my focus. We've shown exactly how to read all the pasuk, but the principle is clear. Regardless, the Gemara understands here that you have to clean them parallel to the way they were used, which actually is just common sense. If they were used in a certain way, and they got dirty, then, or glia, then you can get them out in a parallel way. So what's the example? If they're only used cold, pitchers and cups, medikah, then you wash them in cold water. If they were used cold, you have to rinse them in cold water and scrub them a little. But scrub the shashim hated my shatadach, you have to scrub them when you rinse them. Today, Lahashel America is Shalabay, in order to get rid of all the shmutz that's on them. Yacharka Shokum Amayim, and then you rinse them off with water. So you scrub it, rinse with water. Matvila, they total them if they're metal or glass, Vahim Utarin. Okay, the Ramah has a parenthetical comment here that really has nothing to do with this particular part, just since we mentioned cups and pitchers and that drink. He throws it in here. And he says, there were certain kinds, you know, when you make a barrel, how do you make a barrel of wood? How do you keep the wine from leaking out between the wood? Number one, you make the, you make the rings of barzel, remember the consuming shell barzel to hold the wood tight, but that's generally not going to be enough on its own. You also put some glue or some, smear something that'll seal the cracks between the wood, and sometimes you're going to smear with chelev, which is trace. So some places have a heter you can use, even if they smeared the wood with, in between the pieces of wood, with chelev as a sealant, you can still put wine in there. Wine should just tell you, the baruch min ha-chelev, the chelev nikrash only ba'atul in yagir klal be'yayin. Because, like oil and water don't mix, wine is water-based, chelev is oil, right? Fat is oil. So therefore, then the teva is that the water, then the oil will stay separate, the chelev will stay where it is, it won't get mixed into the wine, so just healthy teva, the chelev won't go into the wine. Some people are knowing that kula. I don't know if in our countries they're knowing that kula or not, because it doesn't really come up. We don't have such cases where it comes up, so I don't know what our milk is. But the mic doesn't come up for us. But that's a side point, we're not going to get into it. Let us move on then. Lakach mihem, kelim shemishtamishem b'chamin, bein shem shemateches o shem eitz o evin. If you bought from the Goyim kelim that you used to cook with hot water.
So, you wouldn't say kamash kamavashal even with that mikvias?
I think that's exactly the kula there. I mean, when you put wine in barrels, you leave it for a long time.
Right.
The kula, even though kamash kamavashal, there's a special rule that water and oil don't mix. That was the minhag to be so much on that special exception. That's a good question. You're saying, what if you have to have some Kamsum and Bushel case which is similar to this? Now, of course, it might depend where the oil is, where the water is. If you mamish, maybe it would mix a little. If you just soaked it some, maybe this is a specific case. So the answer is, we would not apply this in general cases. Maybe this heter was only this specific to see us when it was here and it was there. And I wouldn't extrapolate from this. So that's why I'm going to leave this as interesting minute in the old days, not relevant to us. We don't have that case, and we're not going to extrapolate from it. Locking a kelim shenamshu b'chamin, kelim used for cooking, bein shenamshu b'tefso eitzo eben. We'll come back to that very, very important line in a moment. Mat'ilan, you do hagala, right? Meaning hot water. Normal pot to use for cooking in hot water. So you boil them full of hot water or put them into another pot of hot water and you kasher them. B'chark mat'ilan, then you total them. Imishu b'tefes, if they are metal. Behem mutarin, they're mutarin. Okay. What he doesn't get the saying here, but it's sort of included in Sif Gimel, where he says,
data had all the lead on their health and safety status, and if they were things that were used for roasting on the fire, not cooking in hot water, but roasting dry things on the fire, like grills, barbecue grills, or spits that you use for roasting, or baking pans we have nowadays, things like that, grill pans, then you have to do lead bundle, which means not enough hot water, they were used directly over the fire, you have to get them so hot that the sparks start flying off them. You have to put them in a very, very strong fire. Okay, now, before we get to the fascinating locus in the second half of Sif Beis, I want to point out something. We don't have time for a lot of lumbas in Haimelech Keilah, but we have to have a certain yesod, in my humble opinion. The big finisher is Kli Evin. Why? What's the rule of kashering for Kli Matechas? What's the rule of kashering for Kli Cheres? That's metal. Metal's in the Chumash. What about Cheres? Cheres is also in the Chumash. Not when it comes to the Goyish Kalim, but when it comes to the Kodshim Kalim, right? You cook Kodshim in, and then the next day came and it was Nosar. Then Parshas Tzav, that you have to break it. And the Chazal learns from there that Torah he dealt with me, Cheres, and he me, don't feel the old one. There's a lot of lumdas and shitas yachim and rishonim. Sounds like a mainstream halacha. You can't kasher kli cheres. We all know that halacha. Those are covered in the chumash. What about wood? People make kalim out of wood. So it's not covered in the chumash, but it's covered in the gemara. Pesachim daf lamed says you kasher wood the same way you kasher metal. Yizu hagala. Okay, so if you have wooden stirring spoon, that was their example. I have wooden stirring spoon, still now. You kasher hagala. A lot of people are around and they think you can't kasher wood. Not sure. Says something more that you can. If you think you can't kosher wood, you're a parrot. Okay, what about stone kalim? Stone kalim are not in the Gemara. Doesn't talk about there's stone kalim in the Gemara, just not in the context of kashrus. They never talk about koshering stone kalim in the Gemara. So what's the din of koshering stone kalim? So there's other things. They don't talk about koshering black kalim in the Gemara. But that we'll discuss when we talk about that where it comes up in the Shonar. Stone kalim do not come up in the Gemara. So what's the din? I have stone kalim at home. I have two stone kalim at home, actually. Two pizza stones. And in the old days, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, they were going to the birdhouse. They had a lot of stone kalim, because it wasn't a Kabbal Tumma, so it was very convenient in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So what about stone kalim? So it doesn't say in the Gemara. So what do you do when it doesn't say in the Gemara? So the Torah here brings the Machlokes, and the Torah in the beginning of Or HaChaim Tavanal brings the Machlokes. And for reasons that I assume are a little just random, he brings 2 days here in the beginning of the Torah Tosaf Aleph, and 2 days there at Or HaChaim Tosaf Aleph, but there are 3 days Tosaf. He brings like A and B here and A and C there. So in total, there are 3 days in the Rishonim. What are the 3 days in the Rishonim? One opinion is Rav Haidon. So how about Kli Avonim? One opinion is Rav Haigoin. He says it is like cheres. You can't kasher it at all. Another opinion, which is what the Mechaber here passes like, is the Rif and the Rambam and others. The Rif and most Rishonim. He says no. It's like eight. It gets traced, and then you kosher it. And that's how we paskin. A third opinion is quoted, not in the Torah here, but in the Torah of the Deer, Chaim Tafan Aleph, in the name of the Re Simponte. Simponte, I think that's how it says. Simponte, any comments here? Big port city in Italy, what do they call it now? I don't know if they call it now Simponte or something similar to that or whatever. It's a big port city in Italy. You should know, before the time of Rashi and Tosos, Italy was like the biggest Torah center in Europe. Okay, most historians assume that the sort of the Iker Masora of Torah came from the Middle East where Jews used to live through Italy. And then, you know, like the migrants nowadays, you know, like all the Syrians.
They came from the Middle East to Italy, and then from Italy spread through Europe, and eventually the Icarus or Ashkenazis to Germany and France, to Germany and then France, where it became all the volatile systems from the Ashkenaz. Okay, but Italy was a big Torah center.
And number two, the Ramal has been big also.
Yes, it was a big Torah center. And the recent Ponte was one of the biggest Dolan. You can actually find the recent Ponte if you in the Vilna Shas. How so? Anyone ever learned the Shnayas in Vilna Shas? Right? In Ezraim, you have the Rambam and the Rashi Shas, and in the like Rabbi Nachmanan slot, the small font, you have the Peirush Maharib and Malki Tzedek. Reb and Malki Tzedek is the recent Ponte. Okay, so the recent Ponte has an interesting Shita. He says, nope. It's mutter even without kashering. Mutter without kashering. It's just fine. You don't have to kasher. It's mutter. You buy a trade qui, a stone qui from a guy, it's mutter. Now, what's fascinating about the recent Ponte, in my humble opinion, is what's his svara? If you ask what's the svara of the Rif and Rome Rishonim, the answer is very simple. The Torah was made that Kliseris is special. Can't be kashered, right? Meaning, much without kashering, much with kashering, or awesome. What's the svara? The svara is, the Torah said Kliseris is special, everything else is regular. And a regular Kli has the kasher. Right, so what's the svara? Here, the svara is very poshut. Is that Kli Cheres is special? Anything else gets kashered. Okay, there's a general rule of the Torah that anything is kashered. How did Chazal know that you kashered wood? The Torah said you kashered metal and not Cheres, and they understood it. The special angel said Cheres is special, can't be kashered. Anything that's not Cheres becomes straight and gets kashered. That's the rule. Right, so they wrote and showed a complete abundance into the rule. You don't need a special smart. Why were Haigon make it more summer? So I think the answer is Pashut. He held that there's no rule that only Klicheret can't be kashered. The rule is that things that absorb a lot can't be kashered, and things that absorb a little can be kashered. And see us, how much does stone absorb, a lot or a little?
A lot.
You don't know anything about stones, do you?
No.
No. When I bought my piece of stone, it came with instructions. Right? Everything comes with instructions. You never read the instructions, right? Like, ridiculous. You start reading the instructions, then you start, see. I know I bought pistachio nuts in Costco. I made the mistake of reading the instructions, and then I became depressed and wanted to like go into a cave like they shouldn't buy your kite. The instructions were, remove shells before eating. And like, I can't believe I live in a generation where you have to write remove shells before eating on the pistachio nuts. You know, how stupid the people get it. Okay, so usually I don't read the instructions on pots. Like, what are the instructions going to say? Like, cooking it? But I have to notice the instructions on the pizza stone, and it said, besides the instructions how to cook pizza, it said, do not wash with soap. Wash with water, don't wash with soap, because the soap will go into the stone and you won't be able to get it out, and then your pizza will start tasting like soap. Meaning, it's like, have you ever heard of any kli you shouldn't wash with soap because like your food will taste soapy? No. But stones are more absorbent than any other kli we have, right? All the other kli we have aren't so absorbent. Stones are super absorbent. And that's Yadua also. Anyone have like a stone walkway or something? What happens if you spill some motor oil spills on your stone driveway, stone pavement? The answer is you can never get it out for the rest of your life. Some point out to you that's not true. There's like one chemical that if you get like some special thing for like $1 million, you can get it out. But if you ever come to my house, I'll show you where I, you know, everything's stone in Israel, on my porch, my stoop. It's made of stone where I drip like the oil filling the Hanukkah candles, you know, outside. And it's still there. Like you can still see it there. It's never going to come out. Unless I'm going to spend, you know, like thousands of dollars, you know, making my stoop look nice. Anyway, so stone is super absorbent. So we understand Rav Haigon. We understand Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, no, Metzius says Evan is more absorbent than eight. Umateches.
Okay. Now, it's an interesting question. You could just say, okay, look, maybe it's less absorbent than Tyrus, more absorbent than Asimotechus. So you got Achlokas. Bolster showed me to say, nonetheless, it's not Cheres, so it's kashable. And Rav Eichel says, no, it's close to Cheres, so it's not kashable. Those make a lot of sense. The reason both makes no sense whatsoever. If it's more absorbed than Asimotechus, how could it be not Bolea at all? I mean, it's clearly Bolea. We all know stone is Bolea. It's very simple to see. Just like put anything on stone, you'll see it's Bolea. So, what's the story of the recent Pompey? Good question, no? So I think the answer has to be. Now, I know we don't pop in like him, but it could be important. So, Yaakov's pointing out, stone also is not a kalatoma, right? What? Anyway, so, what does that have to do with anything? So I think you have to say like this. The Ramban, the Rav brings down the Kabbalah, the Ramban asked a simple question. He said, there is one man to Omar, that Tam Ke'ikr is not the Oraisa. That Tam Ke'ikr is not the Oraisa. Right? Remember we learned that in the focus? Right? So Bliyas Tam is not the Oraisa. Right? Rosh Hashanah passes away and others. No. You might pass in some funny combination, but at least, yeah, okay. The Ramban is a simple question. Do you have to kasher Kelim mid Oraisa? Do you have to kasher pots you get from a goy mid Oraisa? The answer is yes, because it says on the Chumash, parsha matzos, right? Although she yells the ish. If Tam is not the Oraisa, then what hit the kasher Kelim mid Oraisa? Says, must be a special Xeris HaKosov of Kelim. Meaning, if your Tam Kater is not the Oraisa, Kelim is a special separate parsha from regular Tam. Then the parsha of regular Tom and the parsha of Kalim. Parsha of regular Tom might not be Del Raisa, but the Ramban says the parsha of Kalim is for sure Del Raisa. Since the Bible became a special rule. So what might you say? You might say like this. Very, very simple number. Leman da Omar Tom ke Iker lav da Oraisa. Then clearly, Hesher Kalim is a special Xeris HaKosov. Right, that's clear, because the fact that they give time to your food doesn't actually hurt with the raisa. So why didn't they have something to raisa? Special serious causes. What about the man the Omar Tam Ke'ikr the raisa? So now you have two choices already. You could say that Hesher Kalim is just a hekatimsi, an application of Tam Ke'ikr. You know why you have to kosher kelim? Because tam ke'ikr. If the tam is a tray when it's the kli, you cook kosher and go into the kosher and make your kosher tray. Therefore, you have to kosher the kelim because of tam ke'ikr. It's just a hechitzi of tam ke'ikr. Or you could say, no, you know, what did the Torah tell you? The Torah is telling you some of the details of this hechitzi. Or you could say no. You could say no. Tam ke'ikr is for a transfer of food into food. That's Tom Ke'ikr. If one food gets mixed with another food, that's Tom Ke'ikr. How does it do with Kalim? Kalim is a special Xeris HaKosov. Hesher Kalim is a separate din. Hesher Kalim is not the din of Tom Ke'ikr. Tom Ke'ikr is the din of mixing two foods, not mixing a kli that has leo with food. It's a separate din, right? And it's a special Xeris HaKosov. So if you're willing to say that, now we have a hakira in terms of kasher kelim. Why do you have to kasher trace kelim? Do you have to kasher trace kelim because it's just an example of time of trace, to get rid of the trace time? Or do you have to kasher trace kelim because the special separate parsha of kasher trace kelim? Nafgamina might be. Nafgamina might be. How about, excuse me, sorry. How about Kli Avanim? How about Kli Avanim? Nafgamina would beg you, what about Kli Avanim? If you said that it's just an application of Tam Ke'ikr, we all know the instructions came with my deepest stone. That the time of the trace will go into the stone, and then the time will go out into your food. Then, of course, right? They would become traits And then you'd have to say either like we're high going and maybe the kids even be koshered and you're just stuck. Or like the riff. Meaning that they clearly would go great because they absorb, right? But if you say it's a special zerusakosov, then you can ask the following question. When did the Torah say the special zerusakosov? Torah said about cheres. If cheres becomes trace, you break it. You just throw it in the garbage. Torah said about metal. Metal becomes trace through kosher. Chachamim said about wood. Okay, maybe they extended from metal to wood because metal was similar halachas in many areas of the Torah, like the Kabbalah's Toma and other things. But the Torah never said about abundance. Matter of fact, the Torah doesn't say any dinim about abundance. So maybe you could say, the Torah never was goes there in Zeres of Kosov on Kli Avonim. After all, Kli Avonim aren't like Seres. Seres is Mechal Toma. They're not like metal. Metal is Mechal Toma. Kli Avonim are different. So you can't extend, right? If you try to make a minyan up, well, if the Torah said that metal kalim becomes trace and pottery becomes trace, so too the stone kalim. No, mala metal kalim the pottery, shakei metal toma, etc., etc. In which case you would get the recent ponti. So I think really the only way to explain the recent ponti is through this is right, of course. Or maybe the Xeris Hakosov is on all Kalim. You don't have to say the recent Ponti. You could say when the Torah was Gozer on all Kalim. But you could say the recent Ponti. So I think really what makes this reason really interesting is he proves that Kasher and Kalim, that trace Kalim is not just an example, is not just an application of trace Kalim. It's its own special parsha of Kalim. It's its own halos of trace Kalim. And that's why I'm going to apply to Evan. Oh, we can take the trace. It doesn't matter if we can taste the trace. Since we're not taking the trace from a food to a food, it's not Tamkeker, which is learned from Mishra Sadafim, soaking one food in another, and we can only taste the trace from a Kli to a food, and taking a trace from a Kli to a food is only Usher if the Torah said it's Usher. And the Torah never said Kli Abanim. So according to recent poems, I taste the pork in the food I cook in my Kli Abanim, but it's Usher. Since the Torah didn't Usher that kind of Kli. Okay. Why is this chatira even important? Because even though we don't talk like the recent poems, we can still make this chatira, and I think it will affect the things that we'll see in the next year. So let's remember this important chatira. I'll tell you, the conventional wisdom is this side of chatira. Most people assume, no. When the Torah talks about kasher and kalim, it's just a hasty tendency of taste. It's not a special zeros and kasher about the kalim. But we see from the recent poems, there's another side to this chatira. And for the mother of time, the kalim is already, so there are a lot of points out, there's another side to this chatira.
This
talks on the after-kin, either it's like on the right or the wrong. No, it's clearly the right either way. It's in the Torah, right? The question is just what the nature of the right side.
All right. So, meaning whatever the artificial sin is, it contain whatever would be Tom Dicker and Leo Tolson or whatever?
No, Tom Dicker is about if it happens, then there's a taste that's trace. What's the difference in?
When is the halacha you have to be after it doesn't exist? I mean to say, if you pour 70 units of milk in and then 1 unit of meat in, you don't need a kosher. Or is that
right? Right, only if the kli is bolei trace, not if the kli is bolei kosher tarbos. And if not, but the commonality did the end, if you didn't kosher your kli and you used it, then it's only also for those time. It's not going to be more common than food. But it might be less hard than food to food. Right? All right. Okay, any other questions? And then we'll delve into the logs.
Only if they're using the cleat that's trace would be contained, like using a cleat that doesn't have the unit to go to Kalen. The opal shouldn't be under something.
Okay, no, so you have to think. The closet, there's a consequence that once the term is mash of this cleat is trace, now it can also make your food.
It wasn't mash of it. Meaning, it seems to be also the iter and the opel would be something artificial. Also, like, it, I don't know, there should be some not coming
so out. So, what I'm trying to say is this. If you soak grapes in water, right, this is enough. If you soak pork in vegetable soup, then Tom Kiker said the time of the pork that goes in the vegetable soup is kosher, the chet, and the cholos, asuros, and makes your vegetable soup usher unless it's bottled. Right? What if you use a pork flea to cook vegetable soup? Then, if the Torah said that kli is trait, it was mashes the bli of that kli as a chest of trait, and then it'll make your food trait if you can taste it.
Did it say the kli is trait, or does it just say you have to conjure it?
It's saying you have to, it's also saying the kli is trait.
Ah,
okay, that you should have to say they understood that. And yeah, if you don't want to follow
it. Is there possible to say they didn't, and just all we saw, like, the interase, and then there's a kinoskemi or whatever?
Okay, but then you have to take some talk and why the trait by coconut. Maybe it'll be carbon, that would be big finish. That would be big finish, so I'm not willing to go that far.
Didn't see it, you can't, it's almost possible to get out of the stone, why are you trying to get it through?
Ah, because we say it's hard to get it out, but it's not so hard, you can still get it out. It's hard, yeah, it's beryllium more than metal, but still you can get it out. It's within the borderline of getting out. Correct. You have to take less than Kusher, that's why, if it's in between, you can have logical sheets on both sides. Okay, and the Chodesh sheet is a recent quality which makes halachas. But now let's go through some of the halachas. We're going to come back to the Satura. I think it'll explain a few things. Okay, maybe different than the conventional explanation, but maybe even smoother. Okay, let's look at one machlokas we have right here. Ready? Before we even get to the end, there's a very important Pesach Tshuva base. Pesach Tshuva's forgotten base brings a Tshuva's Chassam Sofer about enamel. I know he doesn't use that word. You know what enamel is? Right? Yeah. Okay, besides that, it's like a coating of metal pots. They have metal pots that they coat with enamel, which is something similar to ceramics and ferrets in some ways. They coat with enamel. And the question is, can you kosher these enameled pots? Because in his days, it was a big trade secret what enamel was actually made of. So they weren't sure if enamel something kosherable or like chera something not kosherable. So they weren't sure if you could kosher enamel or not. And the Chassam Sofer ends up being machmir, said you could do libun. Libun works for everything, but you can't kosher with tagalot. However, the Mishnah Brura, and okay, we try to avoid kashering enamel if we're not stuck, but halakha l'maisa, we do not paskin like this, Chassam Sofer. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, Siman Tafnon Aleph, right down, if you wish, Siman Sifkat and Kuf Lamed Zion, the Mishnah Brura says that, I think I wrote down the wrong stuff. We'll have to find it when we get there.
What's enamel? Word for enamel?
What?
What's the word for enamel?
Well, the problem with the Yiddish word, it's geschmelz. So they always spell it differently. Okay, we'll have to find it when we get that. I apologize. But Lamaisa, okay, I'll owe you exactly what's of cotton. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that Lamaisa, our minhag is, and this is what the modern day postum say, that we're makel. If you're stuck, let's say you have an apple pot that gets faked up by accident, that you can kosher it. Why? He says his big time of hot dough is because maybe it is kosherable, and the enamel is so thin that it's only a mashu. Even if there's something absorbed in the enamel, it'll always be bottled with shisha. And therefore, that's not mahaka, that even if the enamel is not kosherable, the main pot is metal, and the enamel is less than a 60th of the soup. Right? The tiny amount of enamel that's on top of the pot, when you're cooking it, will be bottled with shisha. Therefore, we can be makel and halacha maisa when we are stuck to the event. Or make all that you can kosher enamel and you don't have to throw it out.
But we're assuming the pot can get kosher even though an animal can't get kosher?
Possibly, yes.
So the water can get to the pot?
Yes, absolutely. We're not supposed to be enamel as a barrier, just that it's too porous to kosher. Yes.
No.
Pesach, it's no biblical decision. So we're not making on Pesach. Okay, so we'll have to look for it when we get there, because I just wrote my down the wrong Sukkot to myself, obviously. Okay, fine. And the bishop also said, and you wait 24 hours, so the mice, no sound of gum, and it's possible to sheesh it, and maybe you can pasture it, and these are expensive pots, so the mice and we're made gold and we're stocked that you can pasture it in the animal pot. Unlike this, I'm so sorry. It depends what it looks like. If it looks metal on the inside, no. What?
Like all our pots? Like most pots are
not metal? No, stainless, if the pot looks metal, then it's not coated with anything. It's just metal. But if it doesn't look metal, then it's coated with enamel.
So when it looks like fake, it's like gray?
Yeah, if it's a color or something, or, yeah. A speckle, yeah, those are all enamel. Okay, thank you. Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. We have a famous machlokes Rashba and Rush. Right, what does he say? He says very clear, you do Hagala and then you total them. They mean Bila and Hagala and Bila. What if you get the other way around? What if you total and then kasher them? Meaning, what if you total it before you kasher it? Mutar, and that's okay. According to the Rush, it's even Lukashilo, okay. The Yeshua and Serb Lashu, but some people are rasta, you have to total it again. So here we have Machlokes. What about Bila before Hagala? Right, does it work or not? Rush says kosher, the Rashba says it is puzzle. Right? And therefore, you have to total it again after you kasher it. Why? Says the Rashba, says total the sheretz biyado. How can you total it from the guy, the trait to the guy, if it's still trait? You have to make it kosher and then total it. Okay, this is evidence to the idea that we shared earlier, that perhaps what's wrong with Kim the guy has to do with the fact that he's not bound by kedusha of kashrus. Right? So any tefillah, clearly we go, you have to tovel because it comes from not being in the realm of kashrus, from not being in the realm of kedusha. And as long as it has the trace inside it, how can you tovel it? So as remnants of that lack of kedusha. So this is the famous machlokes Rush and Rashba. How do we paskin? The Ramah doesn't say anything here. The Mechaber, I guess, sounds like Stam B'yesh Omrin, that he would be making, at least to be Eved. Right? He doesn't sound like making Lachashila. However, the Shach says, you should consider a suffix and total it again without a bracha, even though Lisa V. Pithi Tshuva Sivkatan Hay quotes from the Yerios Ha'ohel, well, I'm not sure what it is, who's Mikkel? Who is Machir to total with the bracha, right? So here, let's just say Lahalacha. This is the Spam of the Mechaber is like the Rush, right? He says that's Stam. So it sounds from the Mechaber, like B'dievet, he did make it like the Rush, not Mechachila. Mechachila, he says Kasher first. He Yerios Ha'ohel, well, I'm not sure who he is, said, no, the Iker is like the Rush, but if you totaled it and then Kasher it, totaled again with the Bracha. The Vada is the first people with puzzle. We don't pass like either of those, we pass him like the Shach. That is a suffix. So if you total it while it's not yet kosher, while it's still trade, you total it again without a bracha, because that's suffering whether you don't think you learn not. That's how we possibly have a shock.
What are they yourself?
The fiscal shiva, hey. Yeah.
You're talking about when you do a go on a pot that is still benyom?
Aha. So here, there are some kulas, though. There are two studs in Lahakel, two kulas. What are the two kulos? One is the Dagomer Baba, who's quoted also in the fiscal shiva, I mean, it's printed in our Shoknaris. But it's also quoted in the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkat and Gimel, says the Dovel Mervava, this is all if it's Ben Yomo. But if it's not Ben Yomo, then it's not really trait. Right? Not Ben Yomo, just the Chachila don't use it to not be confused. Zera Ainu Ben Yomo is Ben Yomo. It doesn't really have trace taste that can make food trace. It's not Ben Yomo. So says the Dovel Mervava, that says the Dovel Mervava, Afilu Lefi. Harashba im eino ben yombo mutter. Even according to the Rashba, he's only master if it's ben yombo. Now, that's a very unlikely scenario. Usually things aren't ben yombo, that's how you buy them. But if it's not ben yombo, then it's not really trade, and it's okay. Halacha lemaisa, this is a big machlokes. Halacha lemaisa, this is a big machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mashba, and this was the Chazon Yom, and also Paskins Lemaisa. Yesh, this is what it sounds like in the Aruch HaShulchan. Leish L'Hakol Kach B'Di'eved, but not L'Chatzimah. Okay, there's supposed to be someone on B'Di'eved. B'Di'eved, let's say someone just never did the the Chabaneras. They're from here. They tried to do everything right. They bought a trace cleat from a gun. They totaled it, and then they captured it in the order that Fussell heard the Rashba. You shouldn't rely on the Southern American Republic. You should always capture it before you total it. But if someone did it already, and it wasn't Benyomo, then Bidiyev and they don't have to total it again. So the Chassila was relying on Bidiyev and you don't have to total it again. Another kula, which is controversial, is the kula of the Shah. The Shah goes in to cut and Dalid. Here he quotes, he actually agrees with the Bush. Sometimes he's allowed to agree with the Bush. The Atar Zod, that's Lavush. So the Lavush and the Shach say, here's an interesting question. Let's say I buy from a guy a trace metal train. I don't know what was on, a trace silver train. I don't know what they served in the silver train. Maybe they put, you know, sizzling pieces of bacon off out of the frying pan, or sizzling hams off the grill, or whatever. Or even sizzling beefsteak off the grill. Dolce train, whatever you may want. Right? Who knows what they put on this train? I just want to use it to put the challah on the table, cold challah. Right? So I didn't cash it, but I totaled it. So since that's okay, since you're only planning to put cold food on it, then it's not considered trace for your purposes. Since you only want to use it for cold, it's not trace for your purposes, and therefore your yotzei the tmilah. That's the psak of the shach and the lavush. In the Petri Chubi, quote the sefer called Tiferes Lemoshe, who disagrees? Right? The Shach and Lavush, but the first Moshe disagrees, they say, Imrotze lehishtamish bo rak litzonein, then tefillah works without Hagavah. Why? Because it's kosher enough for your purposes.
Without, or you just mixed up the order?
Before Hagolah, let's say, right? Because the Kviyos you should do Hagolah, right? So let's put it this way. Or even Ba'arai, right? Let's say you total and you didn't do any Hagolah yet. It's okay, you can use it once. Right? They say no problem, because for your purposes it's kosher enough. Now, this is not so possible. It's not objectively kosher for all purposes. So I defer to the motion to disagree. Not so cautious. There are those who disagree. I might think that perhaps with Hasiva, better to just do it the normal way. However, the Teres Lamosha argues. There are also those who argue on Dog Darbaba. Lamaisa, certainly. Lechatzila, it's better to be machmir, because it is controversial because of the shach and the lavush are big guns. But there certainly is what to rely on in this case. But lamaisa, it's always better to be machmir. But yeah, certainly won't be makel in cases like this.
I still understand the Svarah Rashba.
The Svarah of the Rashba, now it's actually interesting. The Taz quotes the Rashba in a funny way. He says, near it, the total sheriff Biyado. Maybe the Yomi means like it's a Xer device that looks funny. But that's, I'm not sure why the building looks funny. I think the point is this. If the point of Tzilas Kalim is to take it out of the Goyish use for eating without future restrictions into the realm of Jewish eating with future restrictions, as long as it has a Bli of Trace inside, you can't bring it into the realm of eating with future restrictions. It still has the Trace inside it.
That holds up in Lombus?
That's my focus, Rosh Hashanah. You can think about Rosh Hashanah and you're going to have that circle.
Also,
I think
you
also
have to think about
one. Okay, that's always the question of the Tzilas Kalim. Could be that we don't care what he does, we care what he should do.
Why
didn't
I, if I trace that up, I shouldn't have
told him. No, because it doesn't matter.
If Leah's trace in
there. No, if you trace something up, that Leah's trace from a context of being supposed to be kosher, that an accident happened. That doesn't go so much. When God trace you up and Leah's trace, from a context where it was supposed to be trace, then that keeps the identity of trace. Okay, you don't go like this. You can buy it. You can possibly do whatever you want. Possibly do Rosh if you want. Great. When you're a Rosh Hashiva and you can possibly do my folks and show them without regard to the acronym, you'll possibly like the Rosh. Let's continue to zero amount. Said verma, simply estimating the potatoes and top and olives, what way do we get it? Aim the high goal, show pre called Manchu Ben Yogo. Okay, this is really the whole topic, it's going to talk to the baby. Well, only the kids are summarizing it. Now, Aim the high goal, show pre called Ben Yogo. Why? Someone explain to me in very simple fashion why you think you should wait 24 hours before costing a clean. Hopefully, you've heard that rule once. Like, once you want to cost for a clean, and someone told you wait 24 hours after you cost for a clean. Why? What's the problem? Hagalah takes the taste out of most post-masoons, the fundamental difference in Hagalah and Liban. Liban doesn't take the Blia out of the Kli. It just incinerates the Blia. Inside the Kli, it incinerates it. Just like Liban would incinerate an actual piece of bacon. If you did Liban to a piece of bacon, it would just disappear, turn to ashes. Likewise, the bacon, then your Kli, it incinerates it. Hagalah doesn't incinerate anything. Again, right? What would happen? Think about it. If you put bacon in Liban, it would disappear, turn to ashes. So if you put a Kli with bacon, taste the bacon bleed up in Liban, it gets incinerated. What if you put bacon in hot water? It would be cooked. Maybe it would taste good. You know, and basically what happened, the taste of the bacon would go into the water and it would become bacon soup. So if you take a Kli with bacon in hot water, then the taste of the Kli goes into the water. Okay, we have Masara, the Torah said, Hagalah, that all the taste of the Kli goes into the water. But the taste of the Kli goes into the water. Now the question becomes, if the taste of the Kli goes into the water, why doesn't the water just become trace and then go back and trace up your Kli? As a matter of fact, I started with one trace Kli, right? How does Hagalah work? Here I have my Kli full of boiling water. Here I have my Kli Heter. And it's full of water, right? Boiling water. Into it, I dip my Kli Esther. Okay, I dip it all the way. I just didn't illustrate that part, right? Why do we say the taste goes from the Esther Kli into the water, makes the water trace, and then it goes back and traces up the Esther Kli? And not only that, trace up the Heter Kli also. Instead of one trace Kli, I have two trace Kli. That's the question that bothered all the Rishonim. It bothered all the Rishonim, right? The fundamental question that everyone was bothered by, why do we say it makes the water usher, and then the water makes the Kli usher. So yeah, it gets all the trace out of the Kli, but then it makes the water trace and puts straight back in the Kli. So, how do we get around that problem? So there are a few different answers in the Rishonim to how we get around that problem, not all of which apply to the case of the Chumash. And we won't even go over all of them. But how do we get out of that problem? That's what Siman Tachlin Beis is about. So we'll see in Siman Tachlin Beis, there's one sheet in the Rishonim that said, it sort of hinted at the end of the Tazir. The Tazir is not super duper organized. But it's that, if you put the Kli in for the right amount of time, it'll only have time enough for the time to go out of the Kli into the water, and won't have time enough for the trace to go back into the Kli. Maybe that's an answer. Okay, that's, we say, we don't really know how to do that.
So
the
second Kli would be a problem.
And then what would happen to the second Kli? Then it could be you'd have to kasha the second Kli when you're finished. And you'd have to fill the second Kli with boiling water when you're done. And then boil it for just enough time for the time to go out and not to go back in. Right, that's what you have to do. Taka, we are running that way. Okay, how do you solve this problem? There are three basic ways to solve this problem. Three basic ways to solve this problem. And this is what it says in most of the talk that makes. One of the three solutions to this problem. One solution is no simtam lufgam. No simtam lufgam doesn't answer anything. Just wait till it's eino ben yomo. If you wait till the trace please, you wait 24 hours, the trace please not ben yomo, then, yeah, the tam trace will go into the water and it won't make the water answer because there'll be no simtam lufgam. And then you'll be fine.
Could you say we not swallow would be enough even if it wasn't 24 hours?
No, because we're only focused on that. Only the DFN, first of all, and only with other big southern lahakel like we had in that case. So, which we might not have in this case. So no, we don't rely on that. 24 hours you need. So, after a month, great, don't touch or anything until 24 hours pass. Then, that solves the problem. You wait 24 hours, solves the problem. And that is the mainstream. Okay, that, wait till 24 hours pass, that solves the problem. Now, let's, here is the discussion of the Taz here. Says the Taz, hold on a second, there's another possible option. What's the other option? The other option is Bithel B'Shishit, meaning use a big pot that holds 60 times as much water as the small pot you're koshering. Now, that's not going to help if you're koshering a giant cauldron, but let's say you're koshering a spoon, so use a big pot that has 60 times as much water as the spoon. Ah, interesting question. What if you're koshering 100 spoons? Does the standard pot have 60 times as much water as one spoon? What do you think? Yeah, for sure. Does it have 60 times as much water as 100 spoons? Probably not. So, what if you only put one spoon in at a time? Do you say Kama Kama Bartel? Then no, it has each time it's a bottle of spoons. Or do you say Chose Rene? Or no, all 100 spoons add together for enough trays to make a tray. That discussion is shot in Simchat and Asterisk. By which I mean, at the end of the simon. You know how sometimes, like, the Afronim at the end of the simon, they throw in something that they just didn't throw in earlier and they want to say? So they put like a two dot after the last Simchat and then start talking to the Shach. They call it Simchat Chav, right? You call it Simchat Chav. But really, Simchat Chav and you put two dots. And then you discuss it something else. The Shach is Simchat Chav discusses. Do you need, if you put in 100 spoons at once, that's not a solution. What if you put in one spoon at a time? And he brings out a whole machlokas, and Kitzer will skip the Shaklatari, he paskins in Simitani Pet. We said Choser and Eir. Likewise, here we say Choser and Eir. So, to the Mishnebura paskins and Tulsa Petras and Tulsa Nals, Choser and Eir. We paskin Choser and Eir. So, based on the Shak at the end of the Simit, meaning the continuation of Sukkot and Chav, says you need 60 to negate everything. Okay, but it's still a solution. Let's say I only need to kasher one spoon. And it became traced 5 minutes ago. No problem, just a pot is 60 times a spoon. Or let's say I need to kasher, and I have a pile of stuff to kasher. But I have a giant pot, which is 60 times the whole pile of stuff. No problem. Right? So let's just add the maskona tashat. That is chozer v'neir. So I need 60 times everything put together. That's okay. 60 times everything. It should work, right? Macher. What's the problem? So the Taz here says, until you ing of a yomo, or you have 60 times as much water. Okay. Or you just have 60 times as much water. Either way, it's a seder. Right? And the Nikudas Akesa from the side here says, and he says, so why did the right there not write this? Well, Kashubi says the Nikudas Akesa did Pasha too. And he wrote into the Tuflin base, it's Pasha. Says the Shach, you know why? Says the Taz, why does Rabban not say this? Right? Whoops. Why did the Ramah omit to? Question the Taz. Says the Taz, she's also worse. Says Shach to his guest, you know what? He left it out to the Pasha. Obviously, he agrees. It's just Pasha. That's the opinion of the of the Shach in the Nekuda Ha Kesa. However, hopefully this time I wrote down the right sentence. The Mishnebura in the Tuflin Beis Sifkat and Chaf says, even if there's Shishim, the minhag is to wait 24 hours. Just so you don't get confused and kash something without shishim. So here we have a machlokes. Says the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef, because it's obvious. Says the Mishnah Brura, Tufnun Beis Chas, because minhag is not to rely on shishim in order to avoid confusion. Not the confusion of writing on the lines, and then you can't read what's written. No, because either way, we assume that's not a problem in kosher, and either just got one that's on the bato, like the rich egg, you're going to adopt the kosher. So, the mainstream minhag, we assume like Mishnah Brura, that the minhag is to adopt wait 24 hours. Why? Because if you say wait 24 hours or have 60 times as much water as your clean, having 60 times as much water as your clean is complicated. Sometimes you will have, sometimes you won't have. What if you have multiple pleas? You might as well go to the shop and close your vinegar, right? It might be hard to measure. Waiting 24 hours is so simple that no matter how dumb you are, no matter how ignorant you are, everyone understands just waiting 24 hours. You can tell someone, whenever you need the kosher something, wait 24 hours, you can't go wrong. Just wait 24 hours or have 60 times as much water, it could get confused. Therefore, we assume that lechatchila, even though the top here, reason we could have guessed it, the top says, oh God, it's okay to have shishim. Like all the Mishnah, right? But no, we assume like Mishabura, lechatchila, you should wait 24 hours. What does that mean? If you're in a rush, then we're not here. But lechatchila, if you have time, you should wait 24 hours before kashering anything, just to be on the safe side and avoid all confusion. Oh, you won't be confused because you're a rabbi, but it's just a little plug that way no one will ever be confused, because everyone knows you have to wait 24 hours, and then they can never possibly get in trouble. So that's what we do. We always wait 24 hours before kashering things. What if you're in a rush? So if you're in a rush, then you don't have to wait 24 hours. So how do you avoid this problem? Just have 60 times as much water as the clean that you're kashering.
So I understand the
So it's not 100% clear exactly what he mentioned in Orchayim. That's also a little tricky. So maybe we'll see when we get there. He mentioned, but it's not clear if he mentioned in the context of what you should actually do in life.
If you have shishim, you don't have to wait for yourself?
No, if you have shishim, then according to Bishop Ruh, you should still wait 24 hours, just to exhibit to avoid confusion. If you can. Now, what do they do? Here's a cooler they use when they're stuck in industrial kashrus. Usually in home kashrus, it's not a big deal. Just wait 24 hours, not a big deal, right? What if you're a big rush? Okay, then boil up 60 times as much water as the thing that got traced. Usually, you could boil up 60 times as much water as the thing that got traced, right? I mean, unless your biggest pot got traced, but I'm saying usually it's not a big deal. Sometimes in industrial kashrus, what if they have to go and they have to kasher a hotel or they have to kasher a factory and it's been used in the last 24 hours for trade? And they don't 60 times as much water as like the whole factory and hotel. That's not shaykh. So what do they do? So some of the most mahajan shkafos just say, so we don't do it. Tough luck. So if you want that, then you want to use a certain hotel for a kosher affair and we have to kasher everything and it hasn't been 24 hours since the trade affair, then we just won't be a shiacha. We don't give a hashem in this. Or you want us to do that in the factory? We won't. Okay, but what do most kosher things you do? If they're stuck and you need to use this and you can't wait 24 hours, then what they do is when they're stuck, they kosher even though there's not shishim in the water, and even though it hasn't been 24 hours, how to avoid this problem? They put Dover pogum into the water before they kasher. They put bleach or detergents into the water before they kasher. So that even though it's not 24 hours, as soon as the paste goes into the water, it becomes pogum and therefore it can't just go back and sweep up the kalim. So that's not something we'd like to do if we have another option. But when we're stuck, and even your home is theoretically, you're stuck, you could rely on it. If you're stuck, there is a third option based on, remember, we saw it in the Machaber. The Machaber said, even if you wash milk and meat dishes together, which is the same kashering trade dishes, if there's eight part of the water, then it's no problem. So, if you're stuck, this is not found in the Shulchan Aruch here, although it is found in the Shulchan Aruch earlier. If you're stuck, then, I don't know if the Eid HaRedes does this, but other kashering agencies do, then they just put Dover Pogum into the water, and that makes it a Tamil Gam.
Would it work to
do Hagala like multiple times on something? That way.
So Tosos brings this up in Hulin.com. Tosos says, how about just doing Hagala twice?
Right.
When you do Hagala the first time, then the trait goes into the water and goes back into the kli, but only a little trait goes into the kli with the cheshbon. Then if you do it a second time, it'll go with the cheshbon and go to the shishin. So Tosos brings this up in Daf Kuf. It's on Daf Kuf on base, but the deeper math will tell us on Daf Kuf on Aleph, if I recall correctly, so I don't know what I should call it, in Fulin. And Tosos says, that works if you don't hold Kanan. But if you hold Kanan, then the whole water is straight, not just the says, but it doesn't work. So it says, that works if there's no Kanan. But if there's Kanan, then the entire water becomes straight, and there's no cheshbon.
No, you have to flip the water.
You have to switch the water. Okay, yeah.
That just comes down to this, though. I think that we say that the Xavier of Ajim and Yomo is then one of the main for Kasher.
Correct. Correct. So the public has all the things, they don't have shishim, right? Because a million people put things in, it adds up. So there's a big, every public has a big sign that says, do not kosher anything unless it hasn't been used for the last 24 hours. And in the real Mahadran, Hagala station, the guy asks everyone, did you use this in the last 24 hours? And double check. You know, just to be extra sure. Now if the guy lies, you don't know what to do. The real answer is, in those Hagala stations, there's something called Hetera Bala, which we'll mention in a second, which is not or not the Hetera, rather. And it really would be okay if it didn't according to the Machaber, but we'll get to that.
I saw them before in the pun of the Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a super hot Hagala station.
I
don't know what they do in Olin Shvot because I never go to the Hagala station in Olin Shvot because I just do Hagala in my own house. I only do Hagala a few things, and so I can do them in my house. I don't need Hagala station, so I don't know what they do there. Maybe they pour detergents or soap or whatever you call it. Okay, right now, here is one other thing. So let's just continue here. Solutions. Let's just continue solutions here. So I would say, al pi mechaber simen sadi hei sifdalet, or whatever it was, right? Three, al pi mechaber sadi hei dalet, put detergent in the water. But we only rely on this only Bishach HaTzorech, we rely on this, because it's not found in the poskim in the context of Hagala, right? They don't suggest in the context of Hagala. Although, the Akronim in Siman Tzadi Hei bring up the context of Hagala. Then here's what this Taz discusses. Hold on a second. This is for trait. What if you're not kashering trait? What if you're kashering chametz, which we won't get to now, or not baser bichalav, that's trait, baser ochalav. What if your part of Kli became fleshit and you're kashering it? Or your part of Kli became nothing and you're kashering it? Then what's the difference? Right? So what about only if it's hetera? Only if it's hetera, such as bisari to parav. Or obviously call a vita parv. If you're kashering hetera, then there's another reason. This is what the Taz brings up here. Says the Taz, says to Tom, right here, he says, hold on a second. What if it's balsar that you're just customing to par? Your par of plea, someone actually put into your par of plea, or milk in your par of plea. Then, the tour says, you have to wait 24 hours or a shisha. Now, since there's another option, what's the other option? If it's a tera, then just say, it's mutter in all cases, because, think about it, basar to kli, to mayim, back to the kli. The kli is a knot, the mayim is a knot bar knot, the mayim is parah. There's no problem. The mayim will become trace if you pass your trace kli that's within 24 hours and it's more than the 60th. But it won't become fleshes. That's knot bar knot. Knot bar knot becomes parah. No problem. But yet the Torah didn't say this. The Torah said, even if it's fleshic, you have to wait 24 hours. Why would the Torah say, even if it's fleshic, you have to wait 24 hours?
Because the plot, whatchamacallit again, is it not or not?
No, let's say you're koshering in, no, that's not true. Let's say you're koshering in a fleshic pot. Your part of the cube is fleshic, you're koshering the fleshic pot. The water is still not for not. I don't mean you're koshering the milk pot. Then you get into machlokes b'kavurim and you can get into trouble. Right? You're koshering the par of a fleshic pot.
No, well, the fleshic pot would become, the par pot would become fleshic. That's like the case we talked about where you have two different kalim in one water and we say it's not really not for not because of the trick that they transfer directly.
No, we don't say that. We only say it's the pot of one is milk and one is meat because it's not for not to eat surah. That was a spur, but we don't pass like that spur. Okay, Lemaisa, why is the Tor machmir? However, the Tor is still machmir. The Tor denies this. Sounds like a good solution. As a matter of fact, in Orach Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch says it is a good solution. Why does the Tor deny it? Denies the solution. At least lechachila. All the Achronim assume it's lechachila. Why does the Tor lechachila deny the solution? It's also a great idea. If you're just koshering fleshic to pariv, then you're only getting rid of a heter. To get rid of a heter, not for not this heter, there's no problem. It won't affect the water. So why does the Torah not like this? Lechatchila, why do we not rely on this? Lechatchila, we say still wait 24 hours. Why don't we rely on this? So here's what I've seen the Taz in the Bach. Says the Taz in front of the board. It's because you shouldn't be goring not for not lechatchila. We're not goring not for not lechatchila, so don't use this solution lechatchila. You shouldn't be relying not for not lechatchila. Tats right here.
Though.
What? Even after that, they should be growing lechachila, right? I shouldn't lechachila cook spaghetti in a fleshy pot to eat with milk. And this is basically what I'm doing here. So that's the Tats says. The Bach says no, and that's not the reason. The reason is to avoid confusion. If people kasher from fleshic to parish after 6 hours, then they might kasher from trace to parish after 6 hours instead of waiting 24 hours. And then they'll be in trouble. So either because we don't like to be gurm not for not lechachila, even though, keep in mind, it's a very far out not for not, right? Basar to the kli, to the mayim, back to the kli, back to the par food you're going to cook tomorrow, and then that par food will be mixed with milk. So it's many steps before it actually mixes with milk. Basar to kli, to mayim, back into kli, to spaghetti, you know, to milk. But it's still within the realm of the pasta, that's in the realm of ain't gurm not for not lechachila.
Does the Taz hold it? Does the Taz still,
does
he make it or not?
It sounds like he's machmir lechatchila. And the Bach says, no, lechatchila, we just avoid confusion. We don't want to differentiate between heter and iser. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, the mainstream minhag will always wait 24 hours, at least to avoid confusion. Don't rely on shishin if you're not stuck. Don't rely on this trick of the soap in the water if you're not stuck. Don't rely on nap or not the tear if you're not stuck. Lechatchila, just follow the pasuk shal in Ramah, wait 24 hours. That way, no one could ever mess up. Okay, that's the lechatchila halacha lemaisa. If you're stuck, it's a different story. Weiser in the Rambam. As the Rambam, the English Shabbos may Haggadah. We already discussed this a few times. You shouldn't use the Haggadah word. You should throw it in the garbage. Why? He told me that when you waited 24 hours. If you waited 24 hours, the Haggadah word is mutter. There's no sin of gam. The answer is because we don't rely on no sin of gam lechatchila. And since the water is so cheap, if we... Lechatchila, just like get more water. Like, we shouldn't make tea out of this water.
between you and me, I wouldn't do it anyway. It doesn't sound like the most cleanest, most hygienic thing. But you shouldn't make tea out of this water. Why? It only got not far, dosim hamaskam is trace. Because the chachila, we don't rely on dosim hamaskam. All one of the chachila, it's already b'diyeved, the water. No, water is the chachila, because you just get new water from the faucet. Certainly not even the faucet. Even in those days, one pot full of water was not like parking it. Top of the mountain, okay, sorry for you. Okay, bye. Etc. Anytime you have Gola, you can't instead shave off the outer clip of the clean, even if you have good professional tools. Why? Because when you cook in a pot, it's not only the top clipa that gets straight, the whole pot gets straight. So even if you shave off the top clipa, it's still straight. So you have to do a Gola, and see Kostash for the Din Maran, we already saw that.
Yeah, the shot of the thing in terms of like the bleos going directly, that was Tani A. Gimel when talked about
Yeah.
Shum on double quell.
Yeah.
So if you have two things.
But we didn't talk like the day of the bleos going directly.
In the Barshim on their Ramah.
Hold it, first of all, even if we did talk like the day of the bleos going directly, how would that hurt us?
Thing if you have. If you put a part of clay into a part of font, the counter, then it's
the even clay goes directly, it's not part not.
It's not part not part not. The whole thing
with meat, milk to milk, it clean, milk to clean, to part of clay, part of clay, not part not, same part.
Pardon?
Milk to milk, it clean, even if the milk to clay goes straight to the part of clay, that's not part not. The problem with the error is not for it to be sura, but the power of the still not for not the terror, so it's still not a problem.
Oh.
Right? Keep in mind, the milk is clean, they're not. You can go directly to power of that's already a second step.
Which one's the milk is clean?
The one you're costuring.
Okay.
You're costuring the milk is clean and power of pot. You're not costuring cheese. The milk is clean is the first knot. The power of pot, even directly, is the second knot.
Tell this kind of would apply even if the original serving pot was.
No, in kashering we're not so much. Then that's the right way to do it. That's the most important way to do it. Yes. Okay. The Gimel, meaning as all legal and assuming helps pass us. Want to know practically? We have to do with looking up with Pesach. Dalit, matva should have talked about. Okay, does anyone know how to do a picture of the horse? Or the towel? The towel is taken out. Okay, so I'm going to take a picture of the board. A frying pan. Frying, by the way, you should know frying and halacha always gets me mistaken. In all areas of halacha. I'm not saying they're exactly the same stuff. But why do we get into mistaken? Because it's in between roasting and cooking. Right? Obviously, you have to have a dialogue. Even though for a chomet on Pesach, they're not doing a lot, at least for Sardin, when you share a service, you're going to be fun. When it comes to trace, you need Liban. Here's testing trace. And Gimel, he said, oh, you want to know the rules of Hagala and Liban? It's the same for Pesach, it's for trace. Right? Just looking up the Pesach. But there's an exception. Frying pans need Hagala. Chametz did frying pans need Hagala for Pesach, at least for Spartan. And need Liban from trace. Why would that be? So first of all, there's a big machlokes Rishonim about frying pans. What's the big machlokes you showed about frying pan? Your frying pan need hagola or libun. And you see, we popped in that they need libun, at least when it comes to trade. If you trace up your frying pan, it needs libun, which is why trading a frying pan is such bad news, because most of our modern day frying pans fail great if you need libun. So then, if it needs libun, you're just dead. You're just in trouble. The majority of modern day frying pans, you just have to throw the garbage. Okay, why? So first is a famous machlokas Rishonim between Rabbi Yoel versus Rabbi Yah and the Rush. Right? The Bira here mentioned that it's the what's the machlokas? I can get the word right. No, I'm shutting. And they're not talking about Pesach, about anything. They're talking in general. What about a frying pan?
says Rabbeinu Yoel, whose father is Rabbeinu Yoel? Whose father is Rabbeinu Yoel?
Ben Yoel.
You can do better than that. Whose father is Rabbeinu Yoel? The Rav Yoel. The Rav Yoel filed Ben Yoel Halevi, right? The Rav Yoel's father is Rabbeinu Yoel. And he's also, okay, who went to Gush? You've heard of the Ravan, right? You've heard of the Ravan. You have moved about the Ravan. He's the Ravan's son-in-law. The Ravan's son-in-law, and the Rav Yoel's father is Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi. Okay, he's quoted often in the Rav Yoel, obviously, and also makes him the Mordechai, etc. He says you need Liban. Why do you need Liban? Why do you need Liban, he says? Because frying is like roasting or baking. Because even though you fry in oil, the oil dries up sometimes, or often, and then you're just roasting dry things. However, his son disagrees, the Rav Yoel, and the Rush said you need Haggalah. They say you need Haggalah. Why do they say you need Haggalah? Because they say even if the oil dries up, it's still very moist from the oil. It's not dry, right? You make pancakes, even with the oil, they're still moist. They're not dry like if you make challah, because the oil is still there, making things moist. And since it's moist, that's like water. That's like something in water, and it needs haggadah. Okay, my quote is whether it needs leaven or haggadah. If the machaber chose to paskin one way, it wouldn't bother us. Pick which way he paskins. Either pask like the Rav Yoel and the Rush, because they're the majority. Or pass like Rabbeinu Yoel, because he's more machmir, he's mesupah, and rechomra, and he doesn't know how to be achriya, fine. But he makes a strange pshara between Pesach and all year long. Where does he get this strange pshara between Pesach and all year long? So here, there are two theories. The Shach brings down two theories. Why, in the opinion of the machaber, and really Ramah partially agrees to this, he says, for Pesach, it needs Haggalah. And for Isser, it needs Liban. What's the Svara? So the Shach has two theories. The mainstream theory and the Rav Mipat theory. The mainstream theory gets into another Machlokas Rishonim. And for this, we need to introduce an interesting Gemara in the end of Sefer Avodah Zarah. Where's the Sefer Avodah Zarah? In the Sefer Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara is mechalek between Isura Bola and Hetera Bola. They point out a Sira, a barbecue grill. How do you kasher a trade barbecue grill? The grill, where you grill your meat? Liban, obviously, right? It's used for roasting meat. But yet, in the Beit HaMikdash, everything became trace in the end, right? Because what happens when you cook kachim on it? The next day it became no sign. Yet you only need Haggalah to kasher the grills in the mikdash. So why in the mikdash you only need Haggalah, but for the trace ones you need Liban? So Gemara makes a special achilah. Okay, the difference between Isura Bala and Hetera Bala. Isura Bala is, what do they say? They say, Davar Shetashmisho Bitor, right? Or means on the fire, right? Not cooking, right? Meaning it should need Liban. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that I am love him and Aleph. It depends. This is what Rava says, how we pass it. If it's Isura Bala, it needs Liban, but a special kula. If it's Hetera Bala, then it only needs Haggalah. What's the example of Hetera Bala? Kachins that are totally mutter, but they will become usher later, they'll become Losar. But it's Bolea Hetzer. That would become usher, but it's Bolea Hetzer. Isura Bala versus Hetera Bala. Correct. There it was because there are a few differences in the theory story. Number one, Hanan, Number two, not far not. Here we find, now what's the svara, by the way? So the svara, the Gemara doesn't say the svara. What's the svara? There are two ways to understand the svara, depending on the hakira I mentioned earlier. Right? How do you understand the svara? So, depends on the hakira. What's the svara? According to the first side of the hakira, which I'm admitting is the conventional wisdom, even though I like the second side of the hakira, because I'm more of a shtetl, which is that all of Tashkin Tehillim is just an application of Tam Kedifer. Just make sure you get rid of the Tam. What are you going to have to say? It's going to be a little trickier in the Shach Tire Gemara, but I'm going to leave it a little trickier. Someday you'll come back to that. I was actually read through the Gemara. It's a little trickier. I know, but you'll get to where you can get to work. Says the difference is this. What are you going to say? You're going to say, you know what? If it was used for roasting and you did Haggadah, you removed most of the taste. The taste that was left was a Tam Kolish. It was only a weak taste. Right? What are you going to say? Right? You're going to say that Haggadah removes some Bliya and leaves Tam Kolish. Yeah, Haggadah can remove all the Bliya. It means legal to remove all the Bliya. But it'll remove most of the Bliya. What's left will be Kolish. And what is it a Tam Kolish? Tam Kolish is life. What else is a Tam Kolish? Or?
Not
for not. What's the rule of not for not? Isura says Osir, but not for not, that Tamar doesn't become Osir. So it's like not for not. And here we're saying, Tam Kolish, the Isura, is Osir, like not for not. But Tam Kolish of Heter, right? Can't become Osir.
So they have bones for the Lincoln Osir?
Like, not for not. Okay, that is exactly the deal with Mara. You look at Mara, you see, achievement. Once in your life. So you have to answer, you have to make it a little fancier, you have to say, no, they might even do the Haggadah afterwards, but the Isser isn't really counted on it when it's Bogluva, which then gets you to other problems only when it comes out. When that comes only time published, okay, Yesh Bogluva with the Harbank and need more Eden. That's one possibility. Right? There's another possibility. What's the other possibility? According to the second side of the Hakira, what was the second side of the Hakira? No. Kashrut Kehillim is not just to remove the Tam. Kehillim don't care for Tam Kedifer. Tam Kedifer is for food into food. Kehillim is the only special Zeres of Custom. Then you say something very, very pashut. How many parts in the Torah that give Zeres of Custom that Kehillim can become trait? One or two?
One.
Really? What parsha?
Lavan.
Okay. What comes between Vayikra and Shmi?
Tzad.
What is it? Tzad. Okli cheres asher yivushal bo yishaber. In bechli lechol shech ushala. Umorak v'shuta v'mayim. Does it not say that verse at all?
I'll leave you. I never leaned in, because it never got in my high school. It was the part of the verse.
Okay, so that's, I don't know. That's tough to hear on you. Yeah. To start. So, what is Bein Tav? There are two parshas. One parsha is in Matos about Kehillim from Goyim, which is Yisur Bala. One parsha, which is in Tav, is about Kachin, which is a Teir Bala. What's the difference between Tav and Matos? In Matos, it says, Kodor Hashem Yom Ba'ish Havir Ba'ish B'Tahir. There's different levels, Kli Tashmi Shanem Sheiran. What's the Tzav? Umor Kishutza Fumayim, Kashra is boiling water, doesn't say anything about Libun. Libun is only in Matos, not in Tzav. So you have to say, there's two Xeris HaKasos. Here you'd say that Isur Bala is the Xeris HaKasos in Parshas Matos, which says, Kifi Tashmishan Tashayran. But when he said Terabala, that's not covered by Parshas Matos, that's Isur Bala. How do you want to be Isur Bala to Terabala? That's covered by Parshas Tzav. Xeris HaKasos in Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Tzav, all it says is, Umorak v'shuta b'mayim, cleansed and rinsed in water, only Haggadah. Okay, so you can either explain this in a practical sense, the one of the four styles back here, or the four, is that not the Shema for that word? What?
Yeah.
Okay. The, So you could say that, okay, two different explanations, a more practical explanation, that it just weakens the taste, and a weak taste enhancer is okay, but a weak taste enhancer is not. By the way, I don't have to burn my second time, so I hear I pulled that with the explanation for not for now. Or you could say, no, it's just two different partials, and zero spells of the Torah, one partial for Yisur Bola, one partial for Tamar Bola, and Yisur Bola says there's different types of costumes within the Agola, and the Tamar Bola only says Agola. And all you have to do, whatever the Torah says is what counts, whatever the Torah doesn't say, you don't have to worry about. Okay, Lemaisa, that's very nice. But, here's the question. The question is, nowadays, Rabban Hussein or Rabban, who knows, maybe tomorrow it'll be different, but today, there's no Beis HaMikdash. We have no Kachin. Do we have any examples of a Tamar Bola? Do we have examples of a Tamar Bola where we can use this Kula? That even if something was used for broiling or baking, it's still Hagala is good enough. So there are two things which are controversial, whether it's Yisur Bola or Tamar Bola. One is Chametz. Chametz, let's say Pesach. I assume Chametz on Pesach is Yisur Bola. But coming right, because before Pesach, is that a Yisur Bola or a Tamar Bola? So, this is a big machlokes Rishonim. It closes me in with Avodah Zarah, brings down that, brings down the Shita of, Rabbi Natan, the Chametz and the Tamar Bola. Okay, big machlokes Rishonim. Rabbi Natan, the Od, says it is a Tamar Bola. Why? Well, Chametz for Pesach and Tesser, right? So it's a Tamar Bola. By the way, according to this, the Rav is a different word, which is almost the opposite direction. Not the opposite in the effect, but the opposite in the general direction. According to this, Rav Oren, on a shut up Shuta, a non-leap year. Shabbos and Gadol as always. What parsha? Parsha Tzav. According to the Tzav, it's very Gishmak. Why is it Parsha Tzav? Because Parsha Tzav teaches us the halacha of kashering his Tamar Bola. According to this second side of the Bakira. So therefore, on Shabbos and Gadol, right before Pesach, we literally in the parsha that teaches us how to kasher a Tamar Bola. Okay, according to the Tzav, it's very Gishmak. No, but people bring similar things. The Rambam also said it has to do with he just has a totally different perspective, which is not for now. Anyway, but the Ramban and others disagree, saying no, the Ramban. Yeah, let's put the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't use these words, but it's very clear that he disagrees. It's the sort of Bala. Big Naftamina. What if you have baking pans from Chametz? According to the Rambam, you have to leave them for Pesach, which means it's practically impossible. According to the Rambam, just do it all. According to the Rambam, you never have to leave one for Pesach. It's not, no? Too bad we don't pass that way. According to the Rambam, you never have to leave one for Pesach, because it's always a terrible. Okay, why would Chametz be Yisur Bala? So after all, it's not. It's a terrible, right? So, they have a vart that's called Chametz. The Rambam doesn't explain. He doesn't use the word the Tarabali, Tarabali, just Paskins. But the Ramban doesn't explain. Chametz, Shmo Alav, says no. Chametz, it's not like Kutch with the Tarabala, it's Kutchim, and then it becomes Nosar. That's the Tarabala. It'll become something, but right now it's something water. Chametz, it's always called Chametz. It's called Chametz on Sukkot, it's called Chametz on Hanukkah, it's called Chametz on Purim, it's called Chametz on Pesach. The only difference is, you can eat it on Sukkot and Pesach and Purim and Hanukkah, but you can't eat it on Pesach. But it's always Chametz. As a matter of fact, if you're a real London, you would ask the following question. I'd love to ask people the following question. Tell me, today, if I have a loaf of bread, is it usher to eat on Pesach today, or will it only become usher when Pesach comes? And they'll say to me, what did you go to Gush or something? What do you care? The mice, you can eat it today, you can't eat it Pesach. Why do I care? It's already usher to eat on Pesach today or not. You can eat it today. So I said, I care very much. According to the Ramban, already today it's called Chametz, it's usher to eat on Pesach. It's Yisur Bala. The answer doesn't apply yet, but it's Yisur Bala. It's already usher to eat on Pesach. So it's Yisur Bala. according to Mayor Tom, yeah, it's not Buster Road yet. It'll become Buster later, but it's Hester Gunner now. It's a favorite call. Big Nafkamina. Nafkamina is old classroom for Pesach, right? So often, these very abstract, loaded questions that sound like they're only for, like, philosophers or, you know, Yale Law School or, like, super friskers, you know, like that abstract questions are very much going to be Allah Lamaisa. Because if this piece of bread today is already ushered to eat on Pesach, then we go like the Rambam, then it says, Isura Bala, and I baked it on a pan, I put leavens in that pan, Lamaisa, my pan will break by the leavens, so I can't use it on Pesach. But if we hold, it's not ushered at all today, it'll become ushered later, but now it's not ushered at all, then it's a Zera Bala, like Rabbeinu Tam. Then if I want to kosher my baking pan for Pesach, just do Halala, no big deal. Big Nafkamina. To what seem like very abstract questions. Okay, there's another big machlokes, and this one is very tricky. I don't fully understand. How about basar o chalav? How about being fleshik? Is being fleshik called a sewer bala or a tamer bala? Interesting question, no? Like, let's say something's fleshik. Let's say I have a grill that I grilled a hamburger on. Can I kosher it with hagala to make it parve? So it seems obvious to all of us that it's a tamer bala, right? Because basar is heter, and basar is always heter. If it becomes basar chalav, it'll be aser. That's a different thing than basar. Right? It seems pasha heter bala. The mainstream sock is heter bala. Right? That is the mainstream sock is heter bala. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Ager says right here in our sif. And that's what the Ramami Pano himself had, and that's what all the self. The Ramami Pano we're about to quote himself, Rabbi Yehuda Ager, Kof Kof Aleph Gimel, the shock in the Nekudas HaKesef, Sadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, where he's asking, how's that funny heter of the Rosh where he said, if you cook vegetables in a flesh of clay, it becomes part of what does he mean? He really just meant if you grill meat someplace, and he's Levon, but the Sedira Bala, if you just cook water, that makes it kosher. Right? And Rove Poskin. And this is how we Poskin. Say it's a Tera Bala. That's a Pashup shot. However, the shot here, and this is a famous theory of the shot, in Sepkot's test, calls coming the Sura Bala, which is very peculiar. And, Basar Sura Bala. And, the Rabbi Yehuda Ager mentioned that the Brit Chadash agrees. So the Shach is the steer in the Shach, Kof Kof Aleph, Sefkat and Ches, and the Brit Chadash, Sadi Gimel, Sefkat and Dalit or something, he goes where it is, Sefkat and Dalit, say it's called Isur Boa.
So what is a Terabola?
Only Kachin, we need Mashiach to come to have a Terabola.
Why?
Yeah, but they say Hetera, so they don't say it's Kachin.
Why?
You know what? I guess you would say this follows Hetera Bala. What if I cooked tomatoes in a kli and then made a neder from tomatoes? So that might be Hetera Bala, because I cooked it before I made the neder. Okay, but that's also a rare case. Anyway, Lamaisa is very difficult to understand Misvara. Somehow we have to understand, well, it's a rich buster. Yeah, I know, but Buster is Heter. It's very difficult with Svara. As a matter of fact, I can try to say the Svara, but the Svara is very difficult. He basically says, Buster Shmuelov. But I understand that it's relevant. I know Buster Shmuelov, but Buster is not the problem. It's only Buster Cholov that's the problem. It doesn't have a shame Buster Cholov yet. Very difficult with Svara. Halacha L'maisa, we assume. Again, for Shabbat.
What's the example of Heter and Bala?
Only Kachin, before they become those. Only when Mashiach comes where you have a Tera Bala. Or maybe it's something before you make a neder on it. Okay, Halach L'maisa, we assume. Now, here's a great chatan that's on Sofer, and then say Tshuva, Sif Katan, Zion, I think. So Katan Zion. Great Kula from the Chatan Sofer, even though he has a tiny bit of Kumra.
What's the
Shabbat
mean? I just thought it sounds like something very similar to, like, it's a like meat and fish, and like.
Right, but it's still sort of funny because when the meat mixes with milk, it becomes a different chesta.
It's not like calling my Pesach is the same chesta, right?
Unless you want to say, well, we drop bottom, so you get meat with milk, even if it's not combined. That's so, yeah, but that
was. Meaning, yeah.
All right, we will, since the year's almost over, we're already pretty sure behind, we'll leave the rest of the game. Take your time.
So
you've got some.
Part of the shop, is that based on the second part of the quarter that's not in the area?
Yes, that's the Rav Mitano. Yes, but the Rav Mitano is mefurish against what the shach applies to Rav Mitano to Pleshik. And in the Rav Mitano, if you look inside, mefurish pakert. Mefurish the opposite.
I mean, you could take my word for it, or you could just look at the Rav Mitano and find the Rav Mitano inside.
Mefurish, unlike what the shach develops in his name. So that's a big story here. Anyway, here's a great class of Chamsofer. Says the Chamsofer, right, but this is Maisim Cholyom. Maisim Cholyom says the Chamsofer. Says the Chamsofer, Maisim Cholyom. What if this could happen? You accidentally trace up by mixing meat in a pleshik in a milk meat in a milchik pan or milk in a pleshik pan. Like for example, I take the pleshik frying pan and accidentally fry in butter, right, with butter in a pleshik frying pan. Or, you know, whatever, I have a milky baking tray, and I bake, you know, and I put a hamburger on it.
You don't have any cases.
And it's eino ben yomo. So if it's eino ben yomo, then the food's kosher. It's only got a tam lechem. But the kli still has tam basar, tam chala. So now, it's interesting. Let's say I have a kli, fleishik eino ben yomo kli that I cook milchik. Is that hetera bala or isura bala? Interesting question. Says the chum so fair. If you have a kli chalavi eino benyomo shetigin, let's say you were machber on shetigin bo basar bo lehefes. What does this kli now have? It has eino benyomo milk blios and fresh meat blios, but it doesn't have any trace blios, right? Because they can't combine to become trace. Says the sum so far, just thinking logically, that's a terabola. It's a terabola. Even though it has the pleas of meat and milk, it's a terabola. Remember, there are most that you can become part of it. Right? It doesn't have any answer in it. Says the sum so far equals a terabola. And therefore, you can cast your thoragola. Okay, the sum so far suggests that if you want to be machmer, do well three times. Partially, you don't have to be machmer. You can cast your thoragola. Why? Because it's a terabola. And this, of course, that if you tried to explain this to my grandmother, I'm not sure she would agree. What do you mean? It's meat and milk. How could it be called a terebola? But apilumbus is clearly a terebola. Why? It never absorbed anything trace. It had an old tom of milk and a new tom of meat, which cannot combine to become trace because the tom was gone. So it just has two heter tastes that don't match well. But it has no iser taste. If it's a terebola, then you can kosher it with hagola. This is very udelamaisa because when we have frying pans, as I said, it's hard to leave them to our frying pans nowadays. It's not practical. So what if someone messes up in the frying pan and they fry meat in the milk frying pan or milk in the meat frying pan? Then there's still a solution, kosher thoragola based on the sun so far. Everything has to 24 hours, but all the whole of the game.
No, but meaning,
even with 24 hours, what's the problem? So what if something not far enough to tear? Because the milk tastes the one will be Tom of God, and the meat tastes the one will be Nafra the Tera. So we talk like this very choppy sun so far. What?
Why does it go over?
Because it's only a terabala. And when it comes to a terabala, even though you would normally need leave one, you can do a gala.
But if you mess that within a day, then? Like
if you mess that within a day, then it's a surabala, then you're trouble. Amen. If you have a benyomo milky frying pan and you fry meat in it, the meat is trace, and the frying pan is clean. There's no room to be made.
So you can't wait 24 hours and do that?
No. It's still a sewer bottle. The bleed of it. Okay, now, let's get back to where we were. We were in Sif Dalet. Why is there a difference between Pesach and, I forgot to say how we popkin. We popkin, meat is a terebola, milk is a terebola, but chametz is a sewer bottle. So, why would the Mechaber Mekel, why did he differentiate between Pesach and Esther? Says the Shachtu is there in the first Hasbro, which is what most Achronim say. And most Achronim say, like the Shach's first Hasbro, says here because it's a Seiruf of Rav Yah and the Rush, who says that frying pans are like cooking, plus Rabbeinu Tam, that chametz is a teirabala. So there's two stubborn lahakel. Maybe frying pans are like cooking, and you only need agala. And even if frying pans are like baking and roasting, and you need leavon, but maybe chametz is only a teirabala. So you, whatever you need leavon, you only need agala for a teirabala. Two stubborn lahakel. But over here, you don't have two stubborn lahakel, right? You don't have the second Tzad L'Hakel trait is definitely Yisur Bala. So when you have something that's Suffolk and Tehra Bala, Suffolk Yisur Bala, you're inspired that through Rav Yah and the Rosh and say a frying pan is good enough. And when you have something that's Zana Yisur Bala, then we don't rely on Rav Yah and the Rosh. Right? Meaning the Yisod is, this is Suffolk and Tehra Bala, and this is Zadai Yisur Bala. Like when you buy from a guy, it's Yisur Bala. That's the first Hezbro of the Shach. What's the second Hezbro of the Shach? Second Hezbro is what he quotes from the Ramah Mipano. That's where Menachem Azariah is the Ramah Mipano. He was a famous postmate, maybe even more famous Mekubal. Right? He was one of the most famous Mekubal. The what was his sefer called? Anyone holding here? I'm not holding. I used to remember it. If I stop thinking about it, I'll remember what his sefer is called. Very famous Kabbalah sefer. Okay, but now we're interested in his halacha. Says the Ramah Mipano, a different part. He says, hold on a second. What's the difference in chametz? When I fry in a chametz big frying pan, is the oil chametz, or is the like thing on the oil chametz? Right? When I fry chametz big, where's the chametz? In the oil? Or in the solid thing? You tell me. Do I use chametz big oil? No. What's chametz big oil? You make oil out of bread? You make oil out of wheat? Anywhere here using wheat oil to fry in? No. What do you fry in? Vegetable oil, which is not chametz. It's not chametz. Or butter, which is not chametz. Or meat fat, which is not chametz. But the oil's not chametz. Says these pashas. Says the Ramah Mipano in Pesach. The chametz is only absorbed indirectly. Why? Chametz to oil to pan. Right? And therefore, Hagala is good enough. You only got a wheat bliya. But a guy who fries, the problem is that he fries bacon. What does he fry in? What does he use to fry? What oil does the guy use? So, he could use canola oil. Or he could use butter, but what else could he use? He could use lard, right? He could use, or chalev, right? Or shuma nevela. He uses trefoil oil, because he uses meat oil, right? Here, the treif was absorbed directly. The treif was absorbed directly. The meat oil, right? Let's call it lard, right? Even though it doesn't have to be lard. Lard into the pan. Forget about what I fried. The oil itself was trait, which means that's the difference. If the chametz came into my pan indirectly, hagol was good enough. But the guy, the trait, the kinti, the chametz came into my pan directly. He was frying lard. I don't care if he's frying bacon or not. He was frying lard. And therefore, it's more chummer and it needs leavon. Okay, that's the Ramah Mipano's explanation. Here you get into a big machlokes for Akiva Eiger and the Chasam Sofer as to what the Ramah Mipano meant. Excuse me. As to what the Ramah Mipano meant, did he mean when he said everything directly and indirectly? They argue, what would the Ramah Mipano say about the following case? What if a guy cooked yayin nesef in a pot? Would it be leaven or hagala? So that you've got, you cook the INS that's in a pot. Or you cook, you know, Arlo wine in a pot. Does it leave it or Hagala? After all, in this case, it absorbed directly. Right? So here, there's a machlokes in the Ramami Pano between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Sam Sofer. When does the Ramami Pano think you need Libun? So, let's just put this Ramami Pano on the board. Ramami Pano. When do you need Libun? Right, what's the rule for Libun? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, any time treif was directly absorbed. In cooking, the treif is absorbed through the water, so you need Hagala. In roasting, the treif is absorbed directly, so you need Libun. And in frying with a guy, the lard is absorbed directly, you need Libun. Which case, that's an afkamina. Bishel Yayin Isser Bixdera. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you need Libun to see the Ramami Pano, because the wine went directly into the pot. So sometimes Bishel requires Libun according to the Ramami Pano. What we care about is directness. Says the Sam Sofer in the Pesach Tshuva here, no way. Says no way, only if the treif was directly absorbed. But someone tell me, is there another difference between roasting and cooking? Besides, if the treif is directly absorbed or goes through water, the heat. When you cook, don't get any fancy equipment. Don't give me kind of gold works. When you cook, what's the hottest you can cook at? The boiling point. You can't cook hotter than boiling point, right? Then there'd be no water, right? The hottest you can cook at is 212 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 degrees Celsius. And if you're in Chaim's house, add a couple. Right, in your house, what is it, 102 or something, whatever it is. Okay, fine. I'm not doing a pressure cooker here. When you roast, how hot can roasting be? How hot can roasting be? Super hot. You ever look at one of those barbecues with a thermometer? Right, again, cooking can only go up to 212 Fahrenheit. Yeah. A thermometer on the barbecue easily goes to 500, 600, whatever. Yeah, it could be super duper hot. Because there's no water. How about frying? If you fry in oil, why do we fry in oil and not in water? Because oil has much higher boiling point, it gets much hotter. So he says, not only is the treif directly absorbed, and it's hotter than the boiling point. In which case, for cooking wine, wine is basically water for most chemical purposes, right? It boils at more or less 212 degrees. Tell me, depend how many molal it is, whatever, I don't care. It's approximately 212 degrees. So therefore you'd say if you cook wine, Hagala is still good enough. The Ramami Pano only making the Hagala if it's hotter than cooking and direct. Well, where you Eger thinks he thinks it all depends if it's direct or not. Okay. Very fascinating, my focus. how about the Lamaisa? We're certainly not hostess for Rabbi Kiva Eger. First of all, who says Ramami Pano is correct? And even Ramami Pano is correct. Who says Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct? Lamaisa, we're not hostess for that. Now.
For now, we entertain the possibility of the water serving as a, but not if we reject it.
Okay, it's complicated, but it doesn't matter. It's not for now, it's not the same as leaving where stuck up.
Okay, well, we're depending on how much oil you have. We could find some more on deep line, probably. Put a little front, and a little pan down instead of burn. That's pretty correct.
Okay, and Hanami, what to say? If you don't have much oil, then we have to be more macro. We'll get it. Okay, or both sides. We have a problem. We have a lot more to cover. And we don't have a lot more time, right? What? Forget about live over. We don't have any more shear days. What? Next week is the last week of shear, so then you come out. That's it.
You would do a little more shear.
What?
More shear.
Yeah, I'm trying to clean up.
No, you're not going to say.
Well, when I get ready, we would.
trust me, I've worked for it than you do. People do not act logically. If you let a SMUSA guy or even a graduate student also take a test, take it within a later, he won't take it at all. Then he'll come back in 5 years when he's about to get fired from his job because they discovered he never got SMUSA and start begging you to take the test, but now he forgot everything already. And okay. Trust me,
not
SMUSA.
That's not the far later, that's the date.
Okay, we'll have to run through a little Bichias, obviously. So I think at this point we're going to have to start running through Bichias. I am sorry to say. Let's just what? Maybe we should. You know what? We'll have to probably run through Bichias and Adashir.
And did you know that we were at that
one day
Thursday?
Oh, maybe. You know what I even want to do? Maybe get a little head start. How about adding this week? First of all, I'm going to have to start moving fast, so we're going to do not so much Ian, or no Ian. I'm going to have to start moving fast. How about this week, Tuesday and Wednesday? Because Monday, we're going to use the room, but Wednesday, no one used the room. So how about, and Wednesday's not live over yet. No one's going out to make room at 3 o'clock.
You go Wednesday and then you'll come back. I'll be here Thursday.
Oh, you're going early afternoon Wednesday?
Yeah, that's not much. Yeah, Thursday. I'm back by Wednesday night and I'll be back.
I prefer Wednesday.
Would you rather tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'm going to have a shower or something? Is everyone available tomorrow at 3 o'clock? Is anyone not available tomorrow at 3 o'clock? Okay, so let's. What?